The Mission City Outlaws closed the first month of the PJHL regular season with their first win on Saturday, September 28. The Outlaws split a pair of games last weekend with a 4-3 loss to the Port Coquitlam Trailblazers on Friday, September 27, and a 6-5 win over the Abbotsford Pilots at home the following night. "It feels great to get that first win. After a tough start to the season, this one means a lot. We stuck together, trusted the process, and tonight it all came together. This is just the beginning. We're ready to build off this and keep pushing forward," Outlaws captain Rylan Elson said. Mission opened the scoring in Port Coquitlam on Friday with Rehan Litter potting his first of the season to push the Outlaws ahead 1-0 after 20 minutes. The Trailblazers evened the score in the second before Hudson Peaver regained the lead for the Laws. Port Coquitlam tied it again before Ashton Holbeck netted another for Mission to pull ahead again prior to the third. However, Marcus Jack found the equalizer for Port Coquitlam with just a minute and a half remaining in regulation to force overtime. Brandon Pollock scored the game winner for the Trailblazers after a hard-fought matchup. Mission's Carter Greenway was busy in the loss, turning aside 45 shots while facing 29. The Outlaws returned to Mission Leisure Center to face the Abbotsford Pilots for the first time of the season on Saturday. The Pilots scored first, but goals from Holbeck, Colton Collard and Max Wingrove put Mission in front 3-2 after 20 minutes. Kale Kozitsky extended Mission's lead, but three unanswered Abbotsford goals put the Pilots in front 5-4 early in the third period. However, Samuel Gerbrand tied it midway through the final frame before Elson found goal for the game winner with 5 minutes remaining. Mission now faces the Aldergrove Kodiaks in a home-and-home with the Outlaws hosting the Kodiaks on Saturday, October 5, at 6:45 p.m. This comes after a meeting in Aldergrove on Wednesday, October 2, at 7:15 p.m.